The GA president said the process by which the eight candidates so far would be interviewed over 3 days this week was a game changer.
Much of what we are embarking on today is without precedent at the UN. For the first time since this organization started 70 years ago, the process for selecting and appointing the next Secretary General is being generally guided by the principles of transparency and inclusivity, and the dialogues that are beginning today are at the very core of this change.
Mr. Liketoft welcomed all those around the world who were watching on the UN television network and welcomed the fact that more than 1,000 questions from civil society groups from 70 different countries had been received. Thanks to social media, he said more than 78 million people around the world had been engaged, leading to a shortlist of 30 questions for the four men and four women due to appear over 3 days this week. The first to appear and make his opening pitch for the job was Igor Luksic, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs for the Balkan state of Montenegro. Mr. Luksic said that the complex global challenges facing the new UN chief demanded that he or she make the organisation more relevant, effective and efficient.
Nothing lasts forever but the certainty of change. Therefore, we have to work to be able to accommodate for those that come up. This vision is about ensuring effective and efficient UN system in addressing existing and emerging challenges by extending partnerships and strengthening coordination. We need to reinvent multilateralism through the principles of responsibility, inclusiveness and engagement.
With the first two-hour candidate session of the morning completed at UN headquarters, it was the turn of Irina Bokova from Bulgaria, who is the Director General of the UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO. Speaking in French throughout her opening remarks to member states, she said that she had developed the audacity to run for the UN's top job thanks to her long experience in government and diplomacy. She said the UN and the world at large needed to develop a new confidence and respect for humanity based on the successes of last year with the 2030 Sustainable Development Agenda and the historic climate change agreement in Paris. But her closing remarks focused on the rights of women and hinted at the forceful direction she would steer the UN if she were to become the first woman in charge.
I think that the 21st century has to be the century of a true commitment to equality between the sexes. We see today that it is not possible to reach peace or sustainable development without the equality of the sexes. Please allow me to say now that amongst the obstacles which were overlooked and ignored for far too many years is violence against women.
She was speaking there through a translator, Matthew Wells, United Nations.